With such tragic news this week coming from a college campus, we thought we'd share this positive story from poet Ruth Forman. She's more than a few years removed from her school days, but she recently dug up an old class assignment and thought, hey, this is great. Forman ended up turning the paper into an illustrated children's book. The work recalls her own childhood of long summer nights spent in Philadelphia. It's called Young Cornrows Calling Out the Moon. Here's poet Ruth Forman.
Young cornrows calling out the moon. We don't have no backyard, front yard neither. We got black magic and brown stone steps when the sun go down. We don't have no backyard, no soft grass, rainbow kites, mushrooms, butterflies. We got South Philly summer when the sun go down. Cool after lemonade and black-eyed peas, full after ham hocks and hot pepper greens, cornbread cooling on the stove, and more to watch than TV. We got double dutch and freeze tag and kickball, so many plays to hide and seek, and look who here, Punchinella, Punchinella, look who here, Punchinella in a zoo. We got the ice cream man. We got the corner store, red cream, pop, red nails, Rick James, the bump, the rock. And we know all the cheers. We got pretty lips. We got callous feet. We got healthy thighs and ashy knees. We got fine brothers. We are fine sisters. And yeah, we got attitude. We hold mama knees when she snapped the naps out. We got grandma telling not to pull so hard. We got so clean cornrows when she finish. And cornbread cool on the stove. So you know, we don't really want no backyard. Front yard neither. 'Cause we got to call out the moon with black magic and brown stone steps.
So, Ruth, it is great to have you on.
Thank you.
That definitely takes me back to the summers I spent in Baltimore. Hot summers and cornrows that were expected to last you the entire summer. So in our case, it was my grandma who was pulling hard because she could make some cornrows last all summer. One of the things that really strikes me about your book and your poetry is that you take a situation which some people might consider lack of a backyard, lack of a front yard, lack of the equivalent of what the PlayStation used to be, and you turn it into a situation of bounty. Was that something you did on purpose?
There's so much in our culture that we have to celebrate. And I was a student of June Jordan, and June Jordan would tell us, you can complain about a lot of things, but it's also part of our tradition that we celebrate. So how can you celebrate? And so I think I took that assignment. This came out of a writing assignment, actually. And I took that assignment and I said, okay, we didn't have a backyard, because I think it was like right about your yard or something like that. And I was like, well, we didn't have a yard. And I didn't actually grow up in Philly. This is, I used to go there in the summer, and that's where my family was, so I would go visit them. And I was like, well, we didn't have a yard, but we had all this. So let me take this moment, let me take these summers and open it up and really look at what it is that we had, and that's what came out.
So Philadelphia is the setting. A lot of this book and the poem is about what kids do, not just during the day, but also the night and the magic of the night. Why did that appeal to you?
I don't know if I can explain what was so magical about dusk, but that time of the summer was wonderful, but then being able to be out on the steps and just be together and somebody's getting their hair cornrowed, and some people are out playing in the street. Maybe it was just that the nights were warm and there was so much love in the air in the nights and so much of a feeling of community that I remember I never wanted it to end.
What about danger? So much of the messages that go towards kids today are don't play outside without an adult watching you, don't do this, don't do that. That's not really the context you bring to this book.
Well, I think the context, it was a different time too. there were so many of us together. There was never a thought of danger. There were so many cousins and kids together, and so many aunts and uncles and neighbors keeping an eye out for us outside, that it wasn't an issue. So there was definitely more of a feeling of community and everybody being out together, instead of having to be careful in the way that, you know, parents have their children be careful now.
You're obviously someone who is bilingual, probably more than that, but you can write in Ebonics and speak in the King's English. Mm-hmm. You chose to write this book in the Black vernacular. Mm-hmm. Why?
There is no way that I can convey that feeling in standard English. When I first presented the poem to the publisher, they asked would I consider translating it into standard English. And I knew that I couldn't do that because so much would be lost. So much of our cultures are carried in our language. And for me as a poet, I think that's one of the wonderful things about poetry. You can match a feeling as closely as possible by bending language, by turning it inside out, by listening and accurately representing what you're hearing. And there's no way that I could accurately represent that experience with standard English.
Did you try to rewrite it at one point?
I did try a few stanzas, and the whole celebration was lost for me.
Well, Ruth, it sounds like a great journey. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Poet Ruth Forman, her new children's book is called Young Cornrows Calling Out the Moon. It's illustrated by Kababi Bayak, and it's out now to celebrate National Poetry Month.